Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM and FM.net. To call us live, call 903-796-6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Hey guys, welcome to Prayer Request Friday. All right, and with that, I guess we're going to get this thing started. Glad to be with you today, Prayer Request Friday. We will be all about Jesus and praying with you and for you for the next hour. And my name is David, and his name is Dwayne. And you good?
Dwayne.
All right, Dwayne is in the house. So this is KPYNAMFM.net. We're also on Facebook Live, so if you want to, you can watch us there. We're going to have you on the Truth Infusion page. We're going to, Jana will share the KPYN page. And if you're watching via Facebook, please share the post, because that's going to allow other people that may not even have an idea that Jesus wants to talk to them today to get in on that. And you never know how he'll surprise somebody with your just simply clicking the share button. And with that, here's what we do, Dwayne. Some people may not know. If you're brand new to the show, and you have the opportunity to call in 903-796-6056. We'll take your call and pray with you. You can give us as much or as little information as you want. You don't have to go into details with Dwayne or myself, because we ain't fixing to fix your problem anyhow.
Right on.
Right? So, but we're going to take it to the one that is the answer to every question, and that's the bottom line. So, look, just say it may be an unspoken prayer request. In fact, if you've got unspoken prayer needs, you can put those on Facebook, and we will do our best to continue to glance through the prayer requests as they come through, and we will pray with you. And there's one right there, just an unspoken. So, hey, already people know that God knows, and that's all that matters. So, Lord, let's just start with a prayer. Dwayne, just ask God to bless this hour, and that he would just have his way with this program. Would you want to do that?
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to bring up things that are troubling to people and praises God to you. God, we just thank you for everything that you you do through this radio station. God, you allow us to reach out to people that we could not normally get to, God. But like David said, there's nothing that we can do. This is all about you. This is for your glory, and there is nothing that we can't come to you with, God.
Amen.
That you can't handle. And we appreciate that, God,
yeah,
more than we could ever express. We love you in ways that we can't express, but more importantly, you love us in ways,
amen,
that we cannot understand, God. And nothing is too small for you, God. So we just thank you for that. We do this in Jesus' name, who we lift up and glorify, God, because he is our Savior, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We've got a prayer request from Miss Rowena. Donnie is in the hospital. So we're going to pray for Donnie and Teresa's unspoken prayer request. Also, Miss Jana, who is the mastermind here at the studio, she did mention before the show started that her niece, who is an athlete, and she tore ligament in her knee just recently and tore meniscus in her knee. And so she is right now headed toward a doctor visit to look into where she's going to be headed with all that for the next little bit. Obviously going to be a surgery involved if she's got a tore ACL and some time to spend healing. So we'll pray for that in just a moment. But we do have a phone call coming in. Glad for that. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Well, hey, Sister Sue, how are you doing?
I'm great this morning.
Good to hear your voice.
Just good to hear you all, too.
Well, tell me something about Jesus.
Right on.
It's good to be a part of this prayer request service every Friday.
Well, it is a blessing to be able to join with people in prayer.
Oh, yes, sir. I just want to put the Shepherd family on the prayer request this morning.
Okay.
And I want to put Elva Farrer, Fanny Richardson, Janie Booth and family, And I want to put my whole entire family on there this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Regina Cook and her family. And I want to put the ones out of Queen City who went to the World Series down in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
My grandson is down there with them, too.
I see.
He's not participating, but he's down there with them.
Well, we'll pray for their safety.
Just pray for them and just pray that God give them traveling grace back home. Say.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and pray for everybody that's sick and shut in.
Sure.
Everybody that's in the hospitals, the nursing home, the ones that are bereaved, and the ones that's standing behind the prison wall. And just keep me lifted up in prayer, and I just help me to hold out till changes come.
Amen.
And I thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. You know we love you, Sister Sue.
I love all of you. I just have love and compassion in my heart for everybody.
I know it. And they feel it, and they know it too. And there are people on Facebook Live that are wanting you to know that they're saying good morning and hello.
Well, tell them everybody I say hello, and I love everybody. And put the Grandisons on that prayer list.
Yeah.
Betty O'Neill. Miss Driscoll, just everybody, just standing in Harley, Pam Helmut's daughter, granddaughter.
Okay.
We all standing in need of prayer.
We all got something we need, and he's the answer. He can take care of it.
Thank you, dear.
Love you, ma'am. Well, she's always a blessing to us, and you know, I think she's praying for people, Duane.
Amen.
So
you know she is.
Right. So we'll join in with Sister Sue, and hey, guys, that's how that works. Look, call in, write in, perhaps if you're on Facebook, and you know, it may be as simple as just calling out a name, like Sister Sue did. Like I said earlier, you don't have to have the details exposed. You don't even have to share the name. Janet just said my niece, and God knows, and He knows way more than any detail we could provide. Not only their name and their circumstances, but He knows what the answer is. He knows the path it's going to take. He knows the timing it takes to get them to where they need to be. He knows, and He's able. And so let's go ahead, man, and I'm going to pray for these, and then we'll check out and see if there's anything new on the Facebook prayer request. Heavenly Father, you heard Sister Sue. God, you knew what she was going to ask for and what she was going to request of you before she even called in to do that. Lord, we thank you for these that she loves so much to lift them up to you. Benny Richardson, Elba, her friend, Janie Booth, Regina Cook, Lord, you've heard all these names. The Grandersons, Betty O'Neill. Father, we do pray for the group that traveled from Queen City for the World Series. God, they covered many states in traveling, and they've got some things to do down there. Lord, we know that you'll go with them, and you'll just surround them, Heavenly Father, with your presence and with your guidance and your grace. Lord, she's always in prayer, Sister Sue is, for the sick and the shut-in, for those that are in the need health-wise. God, there's several today. Even remembering Miss Janice's niece right now and her knee. Father, that you would give healing grace in that moment, give doctors wisdom, and Lord, if a procedure is necessary, Lord, that you would be just all over that. You'd take care of it from the front to the back, that the recovery would be well, that her knee would be stronger after this than before it, Lord. Somebody would say, well, that didn't make any sense. Well, with you, all things are possible, God. So we just pray that you would do great things. Lord, for the hospitalized, for those in the nursing homes or assisted living communities, Father, that may feel lonely or separated or isolated, Lord, we pray that you would just fill up their rooms wherever they are right now and just give them the grace of your presence, Lord. There's nothing like being in your presence. Father, for those that are bereaved and are dealing with the loss of a loved one, God, they may be listening right now and they're not going to call in. They're not going to report that. But Lord, you know what their needs are. So, Father, would you bless them? Lord, for those that we love that are in the prison cell right now, God, maybe the ones that are a state unit or a county unit or a federal unit, maybe it's a prison cell of their own making and they're at their own home, but they're locked in a prison that nobody even remembers or recognizes. Lord, would you just be the God that breaks chains and sets the captive free today? We thank you for that. And, Lord, we just pray for Sister Sue herself, for her family. Father, we pray that you would just pour out strength and joy, Lord. She had the joy. I could hear it in her voice today. Peace, Lord, show her what you want her to do today. I believe she's one that will do it for you. With your prayers, our prayers going up for her and your grace in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, David, if we got a second,
yeah.
I want to lift up a guy I work with. His mom passed away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lord, just want to come to you on behalf of my friend. You know his name, Lord, and his mom passed away last night. It wasn't too long ago. He lost his dad, Lord, and that's never easy to lose your parents, Lord, and I know he was very close to his mom, God. I just ask that you would comfort him, God, give him direction and help when he needs it, Lord, and give him the courage if he needs it to ask, Lord.
Yeah.
God, we're here for him.
Sure.
And more importantly, you are, Lord. I just want to thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, man, just checking the Facebook feed, and Rowena is asking for prayer for her mother, trying to get strength back and want to get back to what she used to do, man, just try to get back to normal. Nadine, well, we see your prayer request for Jeff, and he's in the hospital, COVID-related. There's still some people dealing with that. We're grateful that that's on the downhill slide and going away in a lot of ways, but we can't forget those that are still in the moment of need. And so definitely, and Judy Mize has an unspoken prayer request. God knows all about that, Miss Judy. And Lord, I just want to pray for those that have mentioned those few things. We pray for strength in weakened bodies. We pray that you would kill COVID. Mm-hmm. Lord, just get rid of that mess. We're sick of it. Lord, would you just help those that are in the hospital, specifically Jeff, give strength, give, Lord, a discharge plan from heaven that allow him to get to where you are, where you want him to be, where he needs to be, back to family, back to friends, and away from sickness. And for the unspoken prayer request, Lord, we know that you know, and that brings comfort. And Lord, Miss Linda Andrews just has this simple prayer. Help me to do your will, Lord. I'm in on that
right
one. Miss Linda, I want to be in on that prayer request if you don't mind. Lord, me and Miss Linda and Dwayne, we want to do your will. We want to do it your way, God. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, first one of the hour, and we will come back, I promise, unless the Lord comes back. If we come back after these commercials and it's just dead air, y'all, we may be in heaven. I hope you're with us. KPYNAMFM.net. This is Prayer Request Friday, Facebook Live. You can call us at 903-796-6056. This is just the first segment in the can. We're going to come back in about 2 minutes. Be right back with you.
Do you need a dumpster for a construction site or work around your home or business? Call A1 Dumpsters at 903-559-0823. That's 903-559-0823. A1 Dumpsters will drop off a 20 or 30-yard roll-off dumpster and pick it up when the work is done. Need a dumpster? Call A1 Dumpsters. 903-559-0823. 903-559-0823.
KPYN AMFM.net and Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs remind you to pray for and support our troops stationed at home and around the world.
My name is Specialist David Gamber, and I'd like to throw a shout out to my mom Samantha, my dad Troy, and all my siblings.
At KPYN and Dewey Moore Ford, we support our brave men and women in uniform stationed all around the world. With the We Support Our Troops campaign, messages from our troops on the radio, and messages on our social media page.
Hey, I'm Specialist Rebel. I'm saying hi to my son, Aaron. I love you, bud. I can't wait to come home and see you soon. Be great in school. Be good. Listen to your dad, and I love you.
We support and pray for our troops at Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs and KPYN, AMFMN.net.
This is John McCormack, preacher for the Atlanta Church of Christ in Atlanta, Texas. We meet at 512 East Pinecrest in Atlanta. You can come and worship with us and be our guest. We meet for Bible class at 9:45 a.m. on Sunday, worship at 10:45 a.m., and again for worship at 6 p.m. We'd also love to see you at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for our Bible study. Please listen to our show, Simply Christian, Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is your home for the Atlanta Rabbits football, basketball, and baseball games. KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
There you go. Little Zach Yeldell to soothe your need for a little song about the Jesus we love. Hey, if you get a chance, just a suggestion, you ought to get on YouTube and look up Zach Yeldell, Y-E-L-D-E-L-L, and you'll find a few songs. A lot of those that he has on there, he wrote. That one in particular is called My Shelter. There's been many a Sunday morning we're getting ready at the house, and I hear that song pumping in one of our bedrooms or somebody in the bathroom getting ready or whatever, and Zach's just singing us all the way to church. And so, hey, he's a neat minister, and he's on the prayer request Friday now and then, and just a blessed minister of God over at Church on the Rock. So y'all check him out on YouTube. You will enjoy it. So we did have a prayer request for a close friend, wife, and kids who needs God's comfort and wisdom with a special need, and the Lord's all about knowing what that is. Hey, Miss Gayla Pate is watching, so I know the show's going to go really good from here on out with her on board with us. So, Lord, for that special need, we do ask for your prayers. For those that are joining right now, God, and we just pray that you'd minister to every person that gets in on this, whether it's for a few minutes or for the rest of the show, God, you built the whole universe in 6 days. I know you can take care of our needs in just a moment. Lord, yes, you are more than able, and you are capable, and above all that, you want to do it. So for this this prayer request for this family and these kids that are needing wisdom and have a special need going on, Father, we thank you that you're active in those moments. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
I like what you said. We forget about that sometimes. God wants to help.
He's willing.
Right.
We have way too many promises in this word that prove that that's true. He is actively engaged and involved. In fact, let me give you one, Dwayne.
I'd like to hear one.
As a matter of fact, good night. I told Dwayne this morning, he's like, well, you got anything on your heart to talk about? And I said, hey, look at John 14:1. And so, here's how God dropped this on my heart this morning. I kind of shared this with you a little bit, but it's been one of those weeks where it's just been a lot of struggle and just life stuff and family stuff and a lot going on for my household. And so it's been some days where, you know, just kind of walking around with that tension and that back of the heart anxiety feeling just kind of don't shake very well. Everybody knows what that day feels like.
Yes.
Well, this morning I got up a little earlier than I normally do and went in making coffee, and I just thought, I wonder what the verse of the day is on my Bible app. There's always a new verse every day, and I thought to myself, I bet it's exactly what I need to hear this morning. You know, like God's just going to be like, bam, there you go. Just served you up one, son. Now go get them. And so it was John 14:1. So I'm going to read that, and I sent Dwayne just John 14:1, and we'll just give some thoughts on it. Somebody's going to need to hear this morning.
Yeah.
So it's a simple verse. It's not one that you have to think hard to understand what he's talking about, but the more you think about it, the sweeter it gets, right? Just simply says, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
That's it. There's not lines and lines and lines of theology and doctrine you got to go through right here.
Mm-mm.
Here it is. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me.
That's a good one to put in your bathroom.
The good one to hang on the wall. Good. Hey, we can memorize that one, right? Because there's going to be, I guarantee you, ain't nobody watching via Facebook or radio or what have you that doesn't understand what a troubled heart is.
Amen.
It is common to mankind. It started in the Garden of Eden. The first thing Adam said to God after the fall was, I'm afraid. And right there at the beginning, we start dealing with a troubled heart. Man, the two emotions I think of right off the bat with a troubled heart is grief and fear.
Yeah.
And again, everybody understands. And you know what? Jesus understands that, because, you know, I was listening, I was reading some commentary on this concept, Duane, and it's talked about how, you know, in the next few hours, Jesus is going to be in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's going to be going through major stress and in a very oppressive moment in his life, where he's to the point of sweating drops of blood. He's in such anxiety over what's coming and what he knows is around the corner. But the commentator I was reading was comparing Jesus dealing with it versus us.
Right.
He said it's kind of like this. When Jesus dealt with the emotions of being a human, he said, picture cool, clear water being Jesus' heart, and the emotions he was feeling kind of stirring that water a little bit. All right, that's how Jesus dealt with it. The water's agitated, but it's still clear water. He said, now, on the other hand, we tend to get so stirred up that the mud at the bottom infiltrates the water and muddies up the whole thing. So our version is a muddy mess that you can't see through. It's so agitated and so stirred up. Whereas Jesus was slightly shaken and stirred, but still clear and visible.
Right.
We're not going to get to a point, nor do I think God expects us to get to a place where we never have trouble in our moment.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Right? He understands us, and he knows how we work. And even if Jesus would experience moments of emotion, he just didn't do it unto sin.
Yeah.
He didn't do it unto losing his focus on God and understanding that God's in control of this, and I've got a mission, and we're more than able to handle this. We, on the other hand, and I know everybody understands this, gets to a place pretty quickly. I do. I can get, if it's the right moment or the wrong moment, however you want to look at it, I can get to a place quickly where the mud of my life stirs up into my water, and I can't see.
Yeah, that's almost always what the way I'm going to focus on it.
So yeah, I think that there's a lot to be said for that, and really the beauty of Jesus making this simple statement, and you mentioned this in the car, and it's very important to understand this, is the backdrop in which he tells these guys this. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, this is all leading up. He's fixing to, you know, he's talking about his death.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about going away.
Yep.
You know, all of a sudden he's throwing something at him. He's not going to be here again.
Yep.
And so what's cool about this to me is Jesus showing his heart right here. He knows exactly what's fixing to happen to him, yet his concern is comforting the disciples.
Yeah.
And I just think that's amazing that, you know, the trouble that he's about to face is unprecedented. And now his concern is for the heart of the people he loves.
Amen.
And like you said a while ago, God wants us to come to him.
Yeah.
That's what he wants us to do.
Yeah, he knows. He knows these guys and their hearts. He knows. Like you said, he just told them, I'm leaving and you can't come where I'm going.
Right.
Well, they thought this whole time, we're with you, man. Wherever you go, we go.
Right.
If you're doing it, we're doing it. You're going to tell us how to do it. And if we mess it up, you'll fix it. You're always going to be with us, Lord. And he is. But he just said, I'm going somewhere and you can't follow me. And they would have been like, what? Wait a minute. What are you doing? And one of them even said, where are you going? And he knows. Not only that, but the Judas thing just happened in the upper room.
Yep.
He just told Peter, you're going to deny me. Everything's falling apart. And right in the midst of that, he looks at him and says, okay, guys. Don't let your heart be troubled. Just believe in me.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we'll get back to that. There's some stuff we can really touch on with this, but this is the Prayer Request Friday, so we'll check the prayer requests and see if anybody's had anything they need us to pray about. And if so, we'll do that when we return back after a commercial break. This is KPYNAMFM.net, Facebook Live. You can call it 903-796-6056. Quick commercial break. Be right back with you.
Every day, your financial institution touches all areas of your life. They support you as you turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like getting a new car, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Red River Credit Union is there for you every step of the way. Visit us online or stop by your local branch and join our family today. Red River Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Boggy Creek Outfitters Hunting Ranch provides the best hunting available in the area for whitetail deer, hogs, turkeys, rams, and exotics. Only $200 per day, and Boggy Creek Outfitters guarantees you a shot at hogs. Field dressing of your game and lodging available, located near McLeod, Texas, in prime hunting territory. Call 903-826-5338. That's 903-826-5338 for Boggy Creek Outfitters and Hunting Ranch.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the original Trading Post. Listen every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday from 7 to 10, and Saturday 7 to 9. Everything bought, sold, or traded on the original Trading Post will be posted on the Trading Post page. Simply go to kpyn.net, click on the Trading Post page, and see everything that was called in on the original Trading Post, including garage sales and yard sales. It's all on the Trading Post page. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59 in Atlanta. Listen to the Trading Post and shop the Trading Post page on our website at kpyn.net. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59, Atlanta.
This is Truth Infusion with David Markham.
Most of us are familiar with the old saying, love the sinner, hate the sin. Now, this saying is based in scriptural and biblical truth. We should hate sin because God hates sin. But we should love one another because He loves us in spite of our sin. However, I'd like to throw a little bit of truth in there and challenge you for just one moment. The scripture also tells us that we cannot remove the speck from our brother's eye if we have a log in our eye. In other words, before I can become critical of the sin in your life, I must first deal with the sin that is in my life. So let me make this statement. Love the sinner, hate the sin in yourself. Love the sinner, but hate the sin in yourself first. Now, I'd love to hear what you think at truthinfusion.com.
Listen to Truth Infusion Ministries, Tuesdays, 10 a.m., Sundays, 8:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. KPYN AM FM and .net is your radio station for the original Trading Post. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The original Trading Post is hosted by Jim Big D Davenport.
Hello, Jim. I have an item that I would like to put on the Trading Post this morning.
Buy, sell, trade live on air. Get local news, sports, weather, church news, community news, this day in history, local birthdays, celebrity birthdays, funeral announcements, and much, much more. Keep up with all the local garage sales, yard sales, and estate sales. Hear from interesting guests. It's all on the morning show, often imitated, never duplicated. The original Trading Post.
Hello, Jim. I got a couple of items I want to put on Trading Post this morning.
Monday through Thursday morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
You're listening to one of America's great radio stations, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta,
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
When I'm doubting, when the storm set unclean, on my faith to walk on water, and bigger than all my fears, yeah.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. Just saw a comment on there from Wes Belk. And Dwayne, I don't know if you know, but he had a pretty moving experience last night. Wes did. And then he had a little doctor visit this morning, and it all went well. And so we're grateful for that. We did pray for Wes, and glad that he's at home just feeling better and actually up making breakfast and all that stuff. And so... That's good. You probably need that breakfast, buddy.
Yeah,
and so
does.
Get some rest today, and you don't have to stay on the trading, not on the trading post, on Prayer Request Friday with us this whole time. If you need to go take a nap, then you go take a nap. So here's what I want you to know, though. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Jesus said, And believe in God, Jesus said. We might get to that here in a second. We really ought to, because the only way you're going to let not your heart be troubled is to understand the back part of the verse.
There you go.
That's the power of this. Because, you're not going to just do it because that's what I want. I don't want my heart to be troubled, and so it won't be. I wish it worked that way. Right. But we've got to have a power outside of ourselves to do that which we cannot do within ourselves, right? I can't change Dwayne. He can't change me. And here's how I know I can't change Dwayne. I can't even change me, right? So if I can't fix me, how am I gonna fix you? We don't have to, though. We just get to watch each other as God fixes each other.
Yeah.
God fixes you and he fixes me, but he's the answer. And so the only way that they're going to be in a position, especially as we were outlining, with all that is coming on, what would seem like is coming unwound for them. Like you said in the break, they can only see what they see. They are perceiving life right now at this point with their five senses more than anything else. So they think they're doing spiritual things, but they ain't even got the spirit yet that's coming.
Yeah.
And so they're doing their best to operate with what they see and hear and know. And everything that they see and hear and know is about to go slap crazy as far as what they can ascertain. Life's about to come apart. The next morning, Jesus is going to be hanging on a cross.
Yeah.
It's already after dark. They're in the upper room, right? They wouldn't have started that dinner until sunset. It's already after dark. The next morning, he will be dying for their sins. And in their eyes, complete confusion. They've been scattered to the four corners as far as that goes. John's the only one even at the crucifixion. And it's all coming unwound. And of course, Jesus understands this is going on and will happen. And in the eye of that hurricane, he looks at them and he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Just keep your eyes, keep your trust, keep your belief on me. In that moment, easier said than done. I just think it's beautiful that 2,000 years later, he's really saying this to us too. It's not just something for them that night.
Right.
And
like we talked about earlier, if you're in a place, that's great. God's got you there for a reason, and there's something to grab hold of.
Yep.
And here's what you grab hold of, trust in God.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you're not in that place, trust in God.
Come on.
And keep on seeking. Keep on, like we talked about before the show, is to get to know him. Get to know his promises. Get to know his goodness. Get to know his person.
Right. It's how important is it, Dwayne, to begin that process or be in that process before the horrible day shows up?
Right.
Because, man, I heard somebody say this one time, and it just stuck with me because it's one of those illustrations that I couldn't get rid of. But in the middle of the hurricane is not the time to learn how to sail the boat.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a successful outing. Right. You're not going to learn how to sail a boat in the middle of the hurricane. You got to do that when the waters are calm.
Amen.
You got to put in the work and the time and get familiar with what it takes and how it works. And really, relationship has grown in those times because when the storms come, and they're coming, they're on the way. If you're not in them, they're coming. You're going to need it. Hey, it's beautiful for Jesus in the midst of the storm to holler out through the wind and the rain, don't let your heart be troubled. But you know what's even better than that? When I exercise that promise in between storms so that when the next one shows up, I don't handle it the way I did before.
Hey, if you do that, if you get to know Christ, there'll be a lot of storms you don't even recognize.
Yeah.
Because you're that secure in knowing that God's in control.
Yeah. I want to make this point. There is some personal responsibility that comes to this, even though the power of it and it's God that's going to do this for you. But the first word of chapter 14, verse 1 is a little tiny word. It's extremely important. It's the word let. It says, let not your heart be troubled. That word points to this fact. We got a choice to make.
Right.
There is something we do have to accomplish here. And it's really not making our heart untroubled. That's not what it is. What we do have to, the let is in regards to what you said earlier, coming to a place where we trust God.
Yeah.
We've got to choose that instead of the storm, instead of focusing on circumstances, instead of letting my life be run by my emotions or my thoughts that are going crazy or the assumptions I'm making or the what ifs that I can get involved in. I'm not going to do that this time. You've always done it before. You've always been faithful. You've gotten me through everything. This time, I'm going to let you handle things.
That's why you've got to be in the Word, so you know, so you can. And you know me, David. I'm the worst person about memorizing scriptures. But I know the Word of God. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, you're familiar with the Word.
It
yes.
comes up. So in those times that. You know, I just feel that comforting, and believe it or not, I may not be able to pull a scripture out just at will, but during those times, it'll pop up.
Yeah,
it'll make sense, and that's the part of it. Not just knowing the Word, but knowing the character of God, knowing that He's going to be there, and knowing and understanding that essence that drives every person every day.
Yeah. The more we know Him and familiar with that, that's when we learn how to trust Him.
Yeah.
Because it's the promises of the Word combined with experiencing Him over time. You combine the promises and the Word of God with the fact that He's always done it the way He said He would, and trust begins to grow out of
right.
that. But we have to let Him be in charge in those moments.
And remember.
Remember what He's done. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday, and we're wrapping around to the other side of this hour, but we're glad to be with you. We encourage you to call us if you have a prayer need, 903-796-6056, or drop a line for us here on Facebook Live. We're going to go to another commercial break, and we will be back with you. Dwayne, let not your heart be troubled. We'll be right back.
At Dylan Thompson Wealth Management, there are no one-size-fits-all when it comes to planning for your future. Dylan Thompson Wealth Management understands that your financial goals are unique. Dylan Thompson Wealth Management can help you tailor a financial plan to meet your unique needs. Call Dylan Thompson Wealth Management today at 903-796-7508 or visit our website at dt-wm.com to schedule your initial consultation. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, and advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., Dylan Thompson Wealth Management, and Securities America are separate entities.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056 and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the kpyn.net website. The garage sale page on the kpyn.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on kpyn.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160 and stay tuned to the original Trading Post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at kpyn AM, FM, and .net.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Listen to The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post.
Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. Made in my heart, what a change you have made in my heart. You replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart.
All right, guys, hey, welcome back. You know, one of the ways that we were just talking about a simple verse, John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. And one of the reasons I can do that is because He's made a change in my life.
Right.
What a difference you've made in my life. And the difference that He's made is the impartation of the Holy Spirit, which changed everything. You know, you made a mention of something earlier which I guess I'd never considered, you know, really before, like you, the way you said it. But it was the point that, you know, Peter, right before he says this, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me. Peter has made a big statement. He said, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay my life down for your sake. And so let me ask you, Dwayne, let me put you on the spot. Do you think when Peter says, I will lay my life down for your sake, do you think Peter is lying to Jesus?
No, I think he absolutely meant it.
You think he believed that if the Roman soldiers busted in the door at that moment, that he'd die for him?
Absolutely. I think he did.
Yeah. And so then what we know of and what Jesus immediately says to him is, will you lay your life down for my sake? Mm-hmm. Question mark. And then he says, most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. I can only imagine the look on Peter's face. I bet his jaw hit the floor. Some look of astonishment and I wonder now, we tend to break up scripture because one chapter ends and another begins. There is no intention for this to stop flowing.
Right.
Right after Jesus says, you will deny me three times, the next thing he says is, let not your heart be troubled. It's not they don't pause and come back to the table later or something. Everything looks like it's just a continuation of what he's saying. So in other words, he's looking at Peter, and I don't know why I'm not saying that you're going to deny Jesus, but he's looking at Peter, and he's saying, you're going to deny me three times, and then the next thing he says is, don't let your heart be troubled. So I wonder if he's still looking Peter in the face when he says this.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I know in that moment, I believe in that moment, Peter was 100% truthful. That he would lay down his life.
I do too.
And but like I said, we talked about earlier, they were still in this mode of conquering, of taking over.
They thought Jesus had come to set Rome in its place and put the Israel back on top.
And when he goes to the cross, they're just devastated and confused.
Yeah.
And so, you know, later on, we talked about that when he asked, do you love me? I think Peter had reflected back at this time and thought about what he was saying. And this time he didn't want to just pop off.
Yeah, right. No doubt. In that moment, he kind of got way more real about Peter in that moment. But yeah, Jesus is letting him know, even in the face of saying something as terrifying as you're going to deny me three times, the next thing he's wanting him to know, it's comfort. Like you said, he reaches out and says, you know, but don't let that get you down. Just keep your belief. And later, there's another, it may be in this, I don't think it's in John, it's another gospel where he tells him, Satan's asked for you, Peter, to sift you as wheat. But then he says, but I've already prayed for you. And when you return, strengthen your brothers. So that, along with this concept of believe in me, I think that that's all tied together, because in about 40 days, 50 days, Peter's going to get full of the Holy Spirit like he's never dreamed, doesn't understand what's about to happen. When it happens, boy, a lot of this stuff's going to make a lot of sense at that point. But let's talk about for a minute, we got about 4 or 5 minutes, the idea of when he says believe in God, believe in me, he's really making a, you know, apples to apples.
Yeah.
He is God. So he's saying the same way you're believing in God, as Jews, they would have had a deep belief in Jehovah God. Same way you believe in God, his reality, his provision, his power. He's that type of God. Believe in me the same way. Belief, eject that word, put another word in there. What would you think?
Trust.
Trust. That's the one I think about. Sometimes we tend to think the word belief just to mean that there is a God, and that's really not what he's saying. Yeah. It's not just saying believe the facts about God, because that don't get us. I mean, atheists. There are a lot of people in the world that, well, I mean, demons believe there is a God,
right?
To the point that they tremble. It's not getting them to heaven. Jesus is saying trust, have faith in me, right?
Yeah.
And so I immediately think of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Which is one of my favorite trust passages. And I would love to turn there, but I don't seem to have Proverbs in my Bible anymore. There it is. So, hey, here's one that a lot of people are familiar with. Just to continue on the trust conversation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Right? Lean not on your own understanding. Boy, they're going to need that concept in the next 24 hours. Lean not on your own understanding. From these disciples' perspective, with all that's about to come unwound in their eyes, and they're going to think they understand this. Jesus is dead. That's over.
Yeah. They believe in God, They trust in God, whom they've never seen. And mm-hmm. that's why he says this. If you trust in God, whom you've never seen, you've seen me.
Yeah.
You've talked to me.
Yeah.
Trust, even when I'm gone, trust in what I've told you.
Yeah. And, right. That's a great point. He's about to tell him in that same chapter, you see me now.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But here in a little bit, you're not going to see me anymore. But then he says, I love this, but I'm not going to leave you an orphan.
That's right.
I will send one to you, a comforter. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit, as we said. It's going to make all the difference in Peter, John, James. It's not only going to make their heart that is now troubled calm again and at ease again, but it's going to empower them to turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ. So the difference in the troubled heart and the heart at ease is the heart at ease is learned to put trust in Jesus Christ to do what he said he would do.
Yeah.
He's faithful.
Amen.
He's faithful. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I had a thought this morning when I was looking at the word troubled. And one of the definitions for that word is that it is something that's very agitated that should be at rest. The state it should be in is at rest, and it's not. It's agitated. And I remembered a very biblical and spiritual movie called Men in Black.
Yeah.
And here's what I remembered. There was a scene where they're in like the headquarters, or the Men in Black headquarters. I don't know what they called that. But they have all this high-tech, you know, equipment laying around, and Will Smith's character walks over to this ball that's like hovering in place. And he's like, you can tell. He's like, wonder what that is. And he touches it. And when he touches it, it just took off around the room, and it's bing, bang, boom, like a pinball. It's knocking stuff over, and it's hitting people in the head, and it's blowing up, you know, and he's just going, I'm going to pay for that. You know, it's just tearing stuff up. And because I thought about it, what should have been at rest, yeah, suddenly was so agitated that it was tearing everything up.
Right.
And man, I know that my troubled heart at times, it doesn't just vex my emotions. It can put me in a place where I start tearing things up. You know, I start saying things I shouldn't say and dealing with people in ways I shouldn't deal with them. And if none of that happens, it at least puts my heart and mind in a place of agitation where I can't hear from God.
You know, Angie Benefield here, she says, I wonder how many of his disciples were control freaks like me and wanted to know the whole plan. That makes trusting so much harder when you don't know all the details.
Oh, hey, but let me make a comment on that. Is this commercial break's coming up? He gives us enough details to let us know that he's there and he's available and he's on the job, but he doesn't give us nearly enough that we don't have to operate by faith.
Right.
So, I get you, girl. Hey, if he had told me everything that was going to go on in my home the last 7 days, I would have quit about 8 days ago.
Right on.
But he don't want us to know the plan, or else we'd give up on the plan. He wants us just trust in me. Let me say it like this way. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You believe in God, believe in me. Trust in me. All right, we're going to go to one more commercial break, and then, Dwayne, we're done.
Oh, no.
I'm going to come back for a minute and a half and be done. When I get back, make sure I talk about the revival for next week. I want them to know about that. One more break. KPYNAMFM.net. This is Prayer Request Friday.
If you're planning a visit to or passing through Atlanta, Texas, plan your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59. For travel, pleasure, or business, Travel Inn and Suites is a smart choice. Travel Inn and Suites in Atlanta, Texas now offers extended stay with weekly and bi-weekly rates. To book your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59 in Atlanta, Texas, or for more information, call 903-796-7121. That's 903-796-7121. Or log on to www.travelinandsuites.net.
KPYN AM FM and .net is Cass County's undisputed news leader. One thing we learned about most during the coronavirus crisis is that KPYN was there with news every hour on the hour.
We're battling the virus on every front, speeding relief to our workers and pursuing therapies and vaccines at record speed. We have many companies right now.
The commitment to news continues. As other news sources cut back their news coverage, KPYN is doing just the opposite.
Atlanta Mayor Travis Ransom has thrown his hat in the ring for the U.S. Congress.
KPYN will continue with news updates every hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Plus, get news online all the time at kpyn.net. Got a news tip? Call the news tip hotline at 903-796-2817. That's 903-796-2817. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. We are Cass County's news leader since 1950. We are KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Listen to The Lutheran Hour, produced by Lutheran Hour Ministries Missouri Synod. Program airs Sunday mornings 9 to 9:30. The Lutheran Hour is sponsored by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Texas, located on the south side of Atlanta at 2328 Laws Chapel Road, FM 2328. Listen to The Lutheran Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. Online at kpyn.net.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, guys. We want to tell you about something that the Truth Infusion Ministries will be blessed to be involved in this coming week, starting Monday. And I don't know the date for Monday. Do you know the date of Monday off the top of your head?
14th.
14th? Yeah, that sounds right. So starting on Monday the 14th, we will begin a revival at Augustine's Church.
Augustine's Church is what I call it.
It's a... Faith Community Baptist. It's Faith Community Baptist outside of Redwater. Augustine Alanese is the pastor, so we just call it Augustine's over there. But starting Monday, Truth Infusion Ministries will be leading in worship there. And Brother Steve Parrish, which is one of our great friends of the ministry and just a discipler of many of us in the ministry in the last few years. But he's coming in to do the preaching. Hey, if you ain't heard a wild man from Mississippi preaching revival, you need to come on out. You know, you will be blessed, I promise you. The Lord impacts a lot of people through his preaching.
Yes.
And we're going to get over there Monday night through Friday night of this next week. So one of those nights, you ought to have the opportunity to come on out, and you are invited. We'd love for you to come. We're going to have a big time, whether you make it or not. And if you cannot come out to... Faith Community Baptist Church in Redwater, then please be in prayer for those that are out there. We do want the movement of the Lord. We want to see people lifted up, saved. We want to see God glorified. We want to see true worshipers arise. We want to see altars filled. We want to see people healed. I'm not going to put a limit on God. We want to see God do whatever he wants to do, because that's what I want him to do, is just be free to work.
That's right.
And empower Brother Steve to preach. Preaching of the word is what I'm looking forward to. So, and Dwayne will be there. So that's another good thing. Hey, we're glad you guys made it out today, and we were blessed to be with you.
Yes, we were.
Hey, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Jesus. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.